Well, good morning, everybody. Nice to see everybody on this freezing morning and doing the cars. And so welcome this first Sunday in the new year. And we just praise God for all the things that he has done for us last year. And we know that he's going to do wonderful things once again this year for us. And so as we enter a new year, we're just so thankful that we can be here this morning. So Heavenly Father, we just come to you now in this wonderful place, Lord, where we can just set aside all the things of the week, the month, last year, Lord, that we can just concentrate on you. And we invite you this morning, Lord, to just come amongst us, Lord, in your Holy Spirit, in your presence. And Lord, we just pray that everything we say, Lord, will just be for your glory, and that, Lord, you will honour each one of us, Lord, for meeting together as a fellowship, Lord, as a family of your people. And so, Lord, we are excited, Lord, to just hear what you have to say to each one of us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we're just going to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. To read a few verses, and there's Jeremiah, Romans, a psalm, and Jeremiah again. And these are all, as you might gather with the first song, are all connected with prayer. And that is what I want my theme to be this morning, as well as Brendan's theme, and a bit on forgiveness. And so the first one is Jeremiah 29:12. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. Romans, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And the psalm, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Romans, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Jeremiah, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Amen. And so we're just going to sing now, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, at the new version. So I'd just like to bring a new song that really spoke to me, and I just thought I'd share it this morning if my voice holds out. But yeah, it's he has done great things, and and it's Chris Tomlin. He has done great things. He has done great things. Arms open wide, the Lamb crucified. Worthy is He. He has done great things. Our God has done great things. Thorns on His brow, grace flowing down. Worthy is He. As high as the heavens above, great is His everlasting love. Rivers of mercy run over us, as far as the east is from the west. He has removed all our sins. We are forgiven by His blood. He has done great things. He has done great things. Arms open wide, the Lamb crucified. Worthy is He. He has done great things. Our God has done great things. Thorns on His brow, grace flowing down. Worthy is He. As high as the heavens above, great is His everlasting love. Rivers of mercy run over us, as far as the east is from the west. He has removed all our sin. We are forgiven by His blood. Thank God I'm forgiven by His blood. Amen. And we thank God and praise God that we are forgiven, and we are forgiven only through God's blood. So hallelujah, Jesus, we just praise You. Amen. And so we're just going to sing now an oldish song, Oh Let the Love of God Enfold You. Yeah. just want to read from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 22 to 31. And Brendan will bring this to us later, and I'm sure God will bless what Brendan's got to bring. Do you know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those whose hope is in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will not run and not grow weary. They will not walk and not be faint. Amen. And God will add his blessing to that scripture. And so we just ask Brendan now to just do a children's talk.
Good morning. And congratulations for getting here at all this morning. It's just a little chilly. So I was thinking about this morning, and there was a bit of panic. Steph sort of, I hadn't contacted Steph beforehand, and then she contacted me just about Christmas Day. What are we going to do? And so we filled it in and got it sorted out. But it did mean that I had to learn a new magic trick. So this is the first time I've done this magic trick. Now, this is a magic trick. Okay, it's just a magic. Well, it starts with a rope. Okay, a rope. And it's a nice rope. In fact, it's a really nice rope. It's all nice and smooth. And it's strong. You know, it's good rope. And, well, what we do is we... sometimes things that are good to start with get spoilt. So we just... And here's this rope, and I'm going to cut it in the middle. Because sometimes in life, things get spoilt. Safety, put that there. Okay, so now we've got four ends, because we've cut this rope in the middle. We sometimes try and put things right. So I'm going to try with one hand and actually tie this knot back, this rope back together again. Nice and tight. Yeah, that's all right. And there it is. Must have got an extra bit in it. I did tell you I've only learnt this recently. Okay, so there we are. We've tied the rope back together again. But it's still not the perfect rope. It's still got a knot in the middle. Well, it's all a bit disappointing, really, because we've still got the knot in the rope. Or do we? That's all right, isn't it? Well, I won't try that again. okay, now, Jesus did not do magic tricks, but he was sometimes just a little bit of a showman. So, and he did, I think a good name for that trick is the impossible mend. Because it can't work, can it? But it does. One day, a man was brought to Jesus on a stretcher. He was on a stretcher, not just because he couldn't walk, he couldn't even sit up. And the people who brought him to Jesus were so keen to bring him to Jesus that they came in through the roof of the building where Jesus was, because the crowd outside prevented them coming. And they said, look, here's our friend on a stretcher. Please, can you solve his problem? But Jesus saw another problem. Jesus saw that the man had done some bad things in his life and was separated from God, and he needed God's forgiveness. So Jesus did the impossible mend on his life and said, friend, you're forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. You've got a new start. God loves you. Now, That probably felt good to the man, but the crowd did not like it. They said, only God can forgive sins, put things right in that way. And Jesus said, okay, just so you know that the Son of God here has authority to forgive sins, I'll do the second impossible mend. So he said to the man who couldn't even walk, couldn't even sit up, get up, pick up your bed and go about your business. And he felt completely different. And he jumped up and he leapt around praising God. So our God is the God of impossible mends. When things cannot be put right, God can put things right in the most important way by bringing us back to him. There's no knot in that mend. When you're back made right with Jesus, made right with God, it's as good as new. And that's the way Jesus healed the man, and that's the way Jesus put him right with God too. And we'll be speaking a bit more about that later, if I don't stab myself first. Right. Thank you.
Okay, so we're just going to sing two songs now, and then in the second one we'll have the collection, and then after that the children will, I think they're going to Sunday school. Okay.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. The name of the Lord. A strong tower, righteous run into it, they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, righteous run into it, they are saved. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord, glory to the name of the Lord, most high. Glory to the name of the Lord, glory to the name of the Lord, glory to the name of the Lord, most high. Name of the Lord.
Lord Heavenly Father, let these gifts go where we cannot go and help those whom we cannot reach. Through them, let the unlearned be taught, the hungry fed, the sick healed, and the lost found. For Jesus' sake, we ask these things. Amen. And we just pray now for our little ones as they go to Sunday school. We just thank you for each one of them. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless them and you will speak through our teachers, Lord, and so that they may learn something of you. But Lord, we pray, Lord, that they will continue to be happy in you and that they will continue to want to learn more about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to spend just a few minutes just reflecting on what God wants me to say, and especially on prayer. And I felt the end of last year that God was speaking to us as an encounter prayer group and to me individually. And so just I've got this little book here, and I just want to share something first out of this little book. Knowledge of God comes through peace and stillness. God wants to send us into battle. But if we don't find stillness beforehand, we will never ever find peace in the fight. Rest is our best weapon against the enemy, because rest allows us to hide in our secret place in God. The devil hates you with a spite, hatred, and corruption, and spiritual sickness of sin. And he's not stupid. He won't chase you into the Holy of Holies, the very presence of God, because he knows where he's going to meet there. We need to learn how to use God as our refuge and our fortress, as our high place, as our secret place, where the enemy cannot touch us. If the enemy cannot find you, he cannot hurt you. God has provided a secret place in him for you. Amen. And so, in our Tuesday prayer times, we have been so privileged to have been able to meet together for about 2 years now and experienced getting close to God and hearing him speak into our hearts, and to share together the riches and truth of the scriptures to us as well. It is a still and quiet place where Jesus meets with us, so special to us all, and we get excited on a Tuesday to be there. We all come from different backgrounds, but all have the same thing in common, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We also feel it is the prayer hub of the church. Also, Saturday mornings. I have always been passionate about prayer from an early age, because of my dad, obviously, and a strong belief that he answers our prayers and heals. Without meeting together, seeking God, we cannot expect things to change or happen. And I know God wants to do great things in SBC if we open our hearts and let him work in us. We need to ask God for direction, dedication and enthusiasm, and take away any doubts or fear we may experience. We don't need to pray if not comfortable. We can sometimes just listen and find rest in God. So we all invite you to come along if you can, or give us feedback on how to do it differently, or different day, time. It is hard to suit everybody, we know. Please pray about this. Would be very appreciated. We will be praying for our church mainly in this new year, and I hope you will join us on this journey at this crucial time as we seek God for a new minister, and we continue to thank God for our leadership. and everyone who stepped up and gone the extra mile to help. I feel God has laid this on my heart, and I feel very strongly about all coming together to pray. Hope you all agree and are willing to take new steps in the new year, 2026. There is a prayer walk Saturday morning. I think that's 9:30, George. 9:30, the prayer walk. Saturday. 17th. And then in the afternoon, we're meeting together at Oasis at 2 till 4. So they're both on the 17th of January. And so that would be great if we can do that. So we're just going to just come into a time of prayer. So, our Lord Heavenly Father, we just come this morning with humble hearts, Lord, and gratitude, Lord, for all you have done for us, each one. We thank you for the cross. We thank you that you came and you died and that you rose again, and that, Lord, we are forgiven, and that, Lord, you love each one of us, and each one, Lord, is unique to you, and that, Lord, you love us all. And I pray for all our church family this morning, those, Lord, that are struggling, Lord, health issues, or this cold weather, Lord, has a big impact this time of year, trying to keep warm. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, for all those, Lord, that are waiting for operations, Lord. We pray for Betty Stark and Louise Farry and Chris Yardy. Lord, we just bring them before you, Lord, and all those, Lord, that, Lord, are waiting as well for operations or that are recovering. And Lord, there's so much, Lord, to pray for. But Lord, we know that you do heal and you do answer prayer. And Lord, we know, Lord, that we need to be a praying church, Lord, and a passionate church, Lord, about prayer. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for worship. We thank you for worship that comes in different ways, Lord, in songs, in Bible readings, in praying. Lord, we thank you for all these things that are very important. And that, Lord, through this, Lord, our church will move forward and we will grow. And we thank you for the new children, Lord, that are coming in. Praise the Lord, Lord. We just thank you for that. We thank you for Messy Church, Lord, that's brought some in. We thank you for Energize, Lord, where, you know, the youth are meeting. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all this, Lord. And we just pray that this will continue throughout this new year. And just help us, Lord, to just concentrate and seek you. Seek your face, Lord, to know which way forward we need to go or what we need to be doing. And just help us, Lord, to hear your still small voice, Lord, or your loud voice, if that's the case, Lord. But just speak to each one of us. And may we, Lord, share, Lord, our gifts, Lord, in this fellowship at this time. Because, Lord, we all have them, no matter big or small, that, Lord, we can use them for your glory, Lord, as we move forward, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, that we are here this morning. And we thank you that each one of us have a personal relationship with you. And how wonderful that is. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So I'm just going to pray for Brendan before he comes to speak. Lord Heavenly Father, I just bring Brendan before you this morning. I just thank you for him, Lord, and I thank you that he blesses us each time he gives your word and enlarges it, Lord, for us. And so I just pray now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be on him, that, Lord, he will bring what you want him to bring to us this morning, that we will hear, Lord, and it will keep us thinking, Lord, all week. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
It's a new year. Get used to saying it. 2026. And it feels a bit like it's traditional to talk about new beginnings this time of year, new starts. And there's lots of stuff in the Bible about new starts. And beginning again. Now, there's a very important thing to say at this stage. Please understand, this is not me offering you advice, because I wouldn't dare. I'm a failure in just about every way that I'm going to mention. So I don't have any advice to give. I'm just passing on what Jesus said, or what we read about in other parts of the Bible. And the first thing is the rope. A clean slate with God. Not a rope with a knot in it, but a clean slate with God. Jesus was very clear. It was one of the things he talked about most was about forgiveness. He looked at people and he saw all kinds of needs and he did heal people. But the thing he came for was to deal with that, what seemed that impossible brokenness of people, that they were separated from God in a way that seemed that you couldn't put it right. But his death on the cross did put it right, and he was able to say, your sins are forgiven. Now, it's not really good taste to talk about our sins. What are we talking about? We're talking about our bad temper, our impatience, greed, lust. A big one that Jesus talked about a lot and that we hardly mention at all, love of money. Selfishness. The things we've done to hurt the people we love. Jesus said, if you ask, God will forgive them. And he does. So the first thing for this new year is a clean slate with God. That is, we ask God's forgiveness for the things we've done. It almost feels like sometimes asking forgiveness for the way we are, because we seem to be, the bad things we do seem sort of hardwired into us, that we ask forgiveness for those. And not only do we ask it now at the beginning of the year, but we keep on asking. I was very tempted at this stage to keep doing the trick, cutting it up, making it right, cutting it up, making it right, cutting it up, making it right. Because that's what God does with our lives. So that's the first thing. Nothing that we do at the beginning of the year, just a clean slate with God, because we ask him and he is pleased to do it. Jesus said that the heavens celebrate. There's partying in heaven when someone says sorry and repents and comes back to God. It was the people who had these big problems that Jesus came for, not the goody-goodies who already thought they were okay. That's an incredibly powerful thing to notice. Okay, that bit's good news. Second thing at the start of the new year, a clean slate with others. Okay, this applies the whole of the year, but just while we're at it, thinking of the new year, a clean slate with others. Jesus talked about God forgiving us. He did, and he forgave people. But he added a rider that we sometimes forget, and I find very challenging. This is from the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Or if you prefer it, forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. And then at the end of the prayer that he taught us, he added two lines, which just sort of explained a really important part of the prayer. He said, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Well, that's bad enough. But the next bit, but if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. That's extremely challenging. As I say, it's not my interpretation. That's what Jesus said. That's the deal. Well, who do we have to forgive? And that is people who've really sinned against us, people who've really done us down, people who've really hurt us. Not people who've hurt us a little bit, but people who've really done inexcusable things to us. Jesus said, you have to forgive them too, really. Well, it always feels to me that I'm more prepared to apologize, to forgive people if they apologize first. Well, that's great. It often turns out afterwards that it's probably me who should have apologized first in the first place. But that's by the by. It feels easier to forgive if people have apologized. Well, good. If people apologize, then we accept their apologies. But what if they don't apologize? What if there's no opportunity to apologize? Well, the lesson from the New Testament is that grace takes the initiative. Grace acts first. God's grace acts first towards us, and we reflect that grace in forgiving other people, even when they don't apologize or when there's no opportunity to apologize. This is hard, I think. Who? Well, there's plenty of people to forgive just in the people we meet. The person who cuts us up when we're driving, or the people riding their horses around in the middle of the road, actually it's usually when we're driving. That's when we have to do a lot of forgiving. But thank you. But what about families and friends? This is a challenging one. And it's really hard to talk about, really. But I know lots of families where there is, and I didn't know what the right word was, a feud, bad blood. You've only got to watch a soap opera to know that there are infinite ways of families getting difficulty and darkness at the heart of it. It's husbands and wives and exes. It's brothers and sisters and step-siblings. It's in-laws. Some of my family refer to the in-laws as the dark side. I think it's a joke. But it's a good joke. It's children and parents. It's amazing how we fall out with the people we love, because we know them best and we've known them longest. And there's anger and there's blaming and there's people who you sort of... Sometimes the problems do seem insoluble. They're impossible problems. There's the not talking, there's the avoiding, there's the letters that are returned unopened and presents that are sent back. This is really hard stuff. And Jesus says, you get forgiveness from God, you forgive other people. Now, I'm not promising, and God doesn't promise, that's the point, not a question of what I'm promising. It's a question of, God does not say that this will make it all right with those people. You know, it may be that there's someone, and you can forgive them for what they've done to you, but they're still not going to come back and talk to you. That may be true. But we can make our half of it right with the forgiveness. And Jesus says we should. So we can forgive people, and we can apologize if necessary. And where is she? Steph, thank you for emphasizing the bit about prayer. We can pray for people with whom we've fallen out. How many times? Jesus did say some funny things. Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how many times have I... I mean, you tell me I've got to forgive my brother. Well, fair enough. But how many times? Seven? And then depending on the translation, it's either 77, Jesus says, or it's 70 times seven. Basically, you just keep going. You just keep forgiving, taking that knot out. Because God does that to us. There's another way in which, as at the beginning of a new year, we need a bit of a reboot, a clean slate. And that is with the world. I don't know if you've noticed, but there seems a rather lot of news going on at the moment, which is not great. There are wars and rumours of wars. There's politics in a bad way. There are culture clashes. But then even closer to home, we have our health issues. So many. We worry about money. We worry about our leaking roof and how we're going to get it fixed. We worry about the car MOT. Tax returns. Do you know, a couple of years ago, at this time of year, 17 letters arrived to me from the inland, from HMRC. On one day, the postman said, oh. And there was a big claim from I'm a director of a small company, and they said, you haven't sent any of your returns in. So there are fines every month for the last 10 years or whatever. Of course, we had sent our returns in, and they were all wrong. They were wrong. But it took us a while to sort it out. And obviously, I have forgiven them. But yesterday, another letter arrived. It was a slightly different thing, but it was that I hadn't verified my identity with Companies House. And I've got the screenshot saying I've identified my identity. And they're threatening all kinds of things. So we forgive them. But they're things that impact us. The things that there are the big things, and there are the small things. Where do we get the strength to cope with all those things that just come at us, big and small, us as individuals and us as our society? That's when we come back to the reading that Steph did. It's so short, I'm going to read it again. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So at the start of this year, along with the forgiveness, my resolve is to hope in the Lord and to trust in him to renew my strength when I'm watching the news or dealing with the taxman. And I hope you will join me. Amen.
Singer, have you heard the good news? And then after that song, we'll just sing the grace together by singing Peace to You. And then I think the leadership want to just a quick words after, so before coffee. Okay, so we'll just sing, have you heard the good news?
Thank you. going to sing this blessing over each other now.